Hello.
Oh, hi, Todd.
This is.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, Tina.
Good. You probably got the notification, but I was just following up about the payment. I think we're having trouble processing it. Hello?
What card are we processing it on?
Let me look. It says it's a Visa ending in 6028.
That one should be valid.
It's saying insufficient funds, so I don't know if maybe you just have to approve it or if you just needed more time.
Okay. No, I noticed you were only taking $298. Is there a
yes.
reason for that?
Well, it looks like you have two accounts with us, and each account
yep.
is $149 each. So it's the
okay.
$298. Did you used to have a bigger package or something? Or?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was like $298 for each one, but I could be wrong.
Oh, no. You originally had a package where it was $249 for one location, but that included
okay.
an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So it looks like you took those Facebook ads off and added the second location. Because without the Facebook ads, each profile is just $149 monthly. So you're paying
okay.
$298, but it's for both of them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word.
Yeah.
And they're active? I mean, they were active, or weren't they?
Yeah, everything's active. When an account goes into suspension, they'll just put a little orange banner up on the site which says the information here is no longer being updated. But I'm noticing
mm-hmm.
that you have your own site anyway, so that's not applicable for you.
What?
Well, actually, on one of them there is. Let me check the other. Yeah, go ahead.
So where do I have my own site?
I'm looking at appliancedoctorsgreenbay.com, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, see,
okay.
that was my partner.
Oh, okay. Hold on. We probably built you a new site then because it says that in your subscription. So let me just look here and see. Oh, appliancedoctorslacrosse.com. Is that your partner?
That was my... See, when we switched this, it was supposed to be... Everything was supposed to be separated.
Oh, so...
And
you probably want to
yet.
Write with a new domain rather than using your former domain, right?
Yes, because he shuts my
okay.
ads off and everything and nobody sees it.
He does? Oh, my gosh, that's terrible. Okay, give me a second here. I want to check one thing. I'm checking for the other location to see what site is linked to that. Yeah, that's still the other one. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll purchase new domains for each one of these. And then we'll launch them now. What phone number would you like people to call for Lacrosse? And I'll put that on the site.
The 608-600-6068.
Okay, I see that here. So for Lacrosse. And then for the other one?
920-920-0100.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay. For
now, will I be able to run ads off of this after you get this done? Or
yeah, you can run Facebook ads if you like, or you can upgrade and put Google ads on there, or if you do your
right,
own Google
right.
ads, you can use the websites that we provide for you for the Google ads.
Right.
Yeah.
See, that's what I wanted in the beginning, and they kept it on with my partner, and he shuts the ads off, then I can't use them. It's just been a nightmare. This whole thing has been a nightmare.
Yeah, plus he's probably taking the calls that are coming through your ads if you're right. Do you do your own
ads? He was doing them, and I was just using what was there. So I'm going to do my own once it's set up where I can.
Okay. So let's just get those new domains going for you and the correct phone numbers that would come to you. And then we'll put them on the Google Business profile and Bing and all the directories. That way all of our marketing will start coming to you rather than your partner. And then absolutely once the sites launch, if you want to run your own Google ads on them, you can do that as well, or we can do it for you. But our minimum requirement is $300 a month. So if you wanted us to do the ads, we can, but it would just be, $598 instead of $298. But that would include that extra batch of ads.
And I wouldn't have to pay for more ads then?
Exactly. So how the ads work is it's a pay-per-click campaign. So we set a daily budget at somewhere around $9 a day. And that's so that $300 will last throughout the whole month. And you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it, right? Because each morning.
The month before last, it was $1,300 just for Google Ads.
Well, that's the thing. Some people start with the $300 budget and they do so well, they call and they say, hey, I want to do $1,000 this month or I want to do $500 this month.
But that's my problem. I wasn't calling anybody and my ex-partner was doing it. And here I get a bill for $1,300.
Wow. And then he's getting the benefit of it too because oh my gosh. Did you shut down that card or something or let Google know to block it? If you're not authorizing it.
I'm not on there at all. My ads are shut off right now, so.
Okay.
I'm not giving them more payment.
Okay, so he doesn't have a way to go in and put more on there, right?
Well, he could put more on there, but it'd be pointless for him, wouldn't it?
He could
pay for it out of his own pocket.
Yeah, I see. Okay, I see.
Because you don't have my card information anymore.
Good. Okay. Wow, sounds like he was not a good person.
Well, and he took $6,000 from me when he left, so.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
so
sorry to hear that.
That's why I'm struggling to get re-going here.
Yeah. So, do you want to keep it at the $298 and you just need a little bit more time, or is there, funds that you could transfer so we could process it now, or?
Yeah, let's just do the $298 right now, but there's money on my card.
Okay. Let me look at when the system tried it last. Oh, the system tried it last a couple of hours ago, and it said insufficient funds. It was at 7:11 Pacific time, which would be 9:11 your time. So it tried it.
And the money went in. Yeah, the money went in after that.
Okay, so let's give it a whirl.
About 10 o'clock is when the money went in.
Okay, then that's what it was. Let's give it a try. Yep, you're right. It went through now. Good. Okay. So I'm going to send a message to that department to get those new websites up and running for you. So at least that will be handled. You're very welcome. And then when you're ready to upgrade to the ads, you could always call us and we'll put some ads on there for you as well. Okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a really great rest of your week, too.
Actually, you know what? Just add it.
Let's do the ads. I think you're smart to do that because they could get running right away. Now, let me create an invoice for the ads.
Am I going to be able to keep my Google verification and everything?
Oh, yeah. This is a separate section on Google. So when you do a search online, there's actually three different sections on Google. There's the Google ads that run at the top of the page. That's what you're adding now. Then there's the local map section, which is what you already have. And then under that are organic listings, and those are usually powered by directories. So the nice thing about adding the Google ads right now is that you will have two spotlight positions on the first page. But also, you can control where you want the ads to run. So let's say, for example, that there's like a high-end area that's 20 minutes away, and maybe you're not getting that type of a reach on the maps, but you like to deal with that area for new clients, right? You could always, pick, five or six targeted areas and say, hey, rather than setting it as a radius, just run the ads exclusively in these certain areas. And that way you get more bang for your buck on that $300 budget because you're targeting where you want them to run. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And I've never had that option before.
Okay, so let me just, I'll put it in and I'll charge the $300, and then I'm going to go back and I'm going to put some notes in as to some areas that you'd like us to start running them in, just so they know. Or if you prefer the, you know, if you prefer the radius, we can do that too. So whatever is easier for you. So
actually, the radius right now just works fine.
It works fine. Okay, so let's just run. Yeah, and then if you ever want to condense it, just call us and we can do that. So let's do the doing the payment for the ads. Oh, exceeds approval amount limit. So maybe you have a daily limit.
Oh, I do. I have a daily limit.
I can try it again in the morning if you like.
Yeah, let's just do
that. So I'm going to send a note to myself to process this in the morning, and then what radius do you want me to set it at?
Can you just do like a 50-mile radius of each place?
No problem. Run credit card for Google Ads and set radius at 50 miles. Okay, you got it. So I will process this in the morning. If there's any trouble, I'll reach out to you. But if you don't hear from me, you'll know that it went through fine, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome, Todd. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.